Cape Talk, the world of advertising with Jonathan Cherry.
The director of Cherry Flavour Media joining you on breakfast this morning on 567 Media Wave Cape Talk. Jonathan, always good having you on the show. And we'll start off with the media in South Africa, changing very rapidly. And I believe you want to talk about a recent report that tracks the movements of the popularity of media in South Africa and how that might change in the future. Let's certainly talk about those findings.
Yeah, morning, Kino. So the report is by PwC. They produce this thing once a year, looking at entertainment and media, specifically in the context of Southern Africa, up until the year 2022. So they extrapolate some data into those years. And what's really interesting is the effect that mobile internet access has had on media in South Africa. Understandably, newspapers and magazines, the future is not looking good for those two.
Yeah.
They really are taking a huge dive. But what I found very, very interesting, Kino, is the rise of gaming in South Africa. And I'm not talking about console gaming. I'm talking about in-app casual gaming. Things like Candy Crush or Fortnite or games like that are becoming very, very popular in South Africa. So at this stage, it's that gaming revenue is probably about 50% of all gaming, but they're predicting that just in 3 years, it's going to be up at about 70% of total gaming revenue in South Africa is going to be these in-app games. So I think there's a huge opportunity for people in the media space to really start looking at things there. The other thing that I found very interesting is that video streaming in South Africa is growing. So Netflix and Showmax, that's growing quite well. But at the same time, MultiChoice and DStv is also showing really good growth. And the reason is that sport is not available online as yet. So people for sport options will still purchase the satellite options from MultiChoice. But Netflix and Showmax are supplementary to that and showing reasonable growth, but the real growth is really in sort of the sport market in South Africa. So until such time as you're able to stream sport online, I think that's not necessarily going to change much. So it's some interesting things there. What the most interesting of all is that if you look at data usage, number one use of data in South Africa is for communication, things like WhatsApp, but number two is for gaming and only number three is for video streaming. So I was pretty surprised as to how popular gaming is and how popular it will be in the future.
No, indeed. But I do think if you're a media boss, those business models that you've been relying on, radio, television, print, you name it, has to change. And it looks like people are still thinking that they've got time to change those. And that's going to change quite rapidly if one just looks at the double exponential growth that we are experiencing around us, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the thing is that if the value proposition is just so much easier to access through new technology, people will naturally go there. So it's not like I'm attached to my radio or my TV. If it's easier and cheaper to get it another way, I'm just going to migrate there. And I think that's what people are missing, is that it's not about the channel. It's more about the ease of access.
It's about the ease of access, and then also what else you find on that platform that gives you ease of access. So if you find more compelling content there, chances are, you know, you might have people migrating to those other spaces. So it's not just the platform, it's also what people will find on those other platforms as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, your pick of the week, I mean, it's a classic one. And by the way, before you continue, our systems are still down in terms of some of the software thingamabobby, so we won't have news at 7 o'clock. We're going to continue this, and then I will be chatting to the Eskom COO just after this particular discussion. But let's talk about your pick of the week.
Pick of the week, Kino, is a Hungarian government billboard. So this is a little bit of an interesting story. The Hungarian governments are quite worried about the declining population growth rate in Hungary. Now, they are famously anti-immigrant. So the way that they think they're going to fix this is to offer a permanent abolition of income tax for any Hungarian woman that have at least four children. Now, in order to promote this, they did a series of billboards, which they put around Hungary. I suppose Budapest is one of the cities. But in the billboard, it features a photograph of a young couple who are in love. But if you have to look carefully as to who that young couple are, they're actually a part of a series of stock images one of which was the distracted boyfriend image. So I'm sure you've seen this on the internet. It's a meme that's been going around. It's a couple that are walking down the street, and then the boyfriend is staring at a woman who's walking the other way, and his girlfriend is glaring at him, and that became a meme. So that couple have been used in this billboard campaign by the Hungarian government. And instead of actually producing a great piece of propaganda, they've produced viral gold and are literally the laughing stock of Europe now. So it's one of those things where if you're going to do propaganda, please hire specialists that know how to do spin and do a proper job. So that's my pick of the week of what not to do.
Thank you very much for that, Jonathan. Coming up after this, you'll be hearing from the COO of Eskom, just on the latest. I mean, that press conference yesterday, they were talking about 5 and 6. I mean, what's 7 and 8 going to be? Someone suggested they're going to walk into your home and take every battery they can to see if they can add that to the grid as well. But anyway, Jan Oberholzer, just after this.